Oh, hi, honey. What can I do for you? She's not here, no. By the way, I'm so sorry. I heard about the breakup. I'm sure it's been really hard on you. Of course. Just because you're broken up doesn't mean that I have any bad feelings towards you. I mean, she is my daughter. I know how she can be. Here, come in for a sec. No, I insist. Come on. Have a little drink with me, for old time's sake. And that's the spirit, exactly. What can I get for you? Ooh, drinking whiskey now, huh? I can respect that. I feel like you never drank whiskey when you were... Oh, she doesn't like whiskey. She may be my daughter, but I do not know why she does the things she does sometimes, honestly. Anyway, here you are. So what were you coming to talk about with her, if I can ask? I don't want to be too nosy. Oh, honey. Listen, I don't know how to say this. She is... I don't think she's right for you. No, I don't. And it's really nothing to do with you. It's actually more about her. I don't know that you'd get the results that you were looking for by talking to her. It might end up hurting you, like, more than you're hurting now, and... obviously, you don't want that. Excuse me, young man. My eyes are up here. What, because I'm in a bikini, you think you can look at me? I was cleaning the pool before you got here. You're a naughty boy, aren't you? Oh, please, come on. You're not even dating my daughter anymore, so we can quit the bullshit, right? Honey, you and I both know things were never going to work out with my daughter. I mean, there's a number of reasons why. The main one that comes to mind is, well, you need to be in charge. Why are you looking at me like that? Because it's true. It's absolutely true. Listen, I know a closet dom when I see one. Trust me. Okay, I've been around. I know. I know exactly what it is that you want. And she's not going to give it to you. Nope, just not her personality. On the other hand, there is someone I know who... might be able to help you. No, it's okay. Keep looking at my body. I like it. This isn't a trick. I'm being serious. Why would I do that? I invited you inside. Yeah, so? Like I said, look at my body. Oh, you're so respectful, aren't you? That's great. Honestly, I love that. Please be respectful. I am kind of asking you to do the exact opposite right now, though. Like, I am asking you to be less respectful. You hear me? Of course, you want to do this the hard way. All right. No worries. That is completely fine. Here, let me just... This is a tiny bikini top, isn't it? I know. I'm just gonna pull these little triangles right into the middle and just let my tits pop out like that. You like them? Oh, so flustered. It's fine. Look at them. They're big and bouncy. Look. When I press them together like that, You kind of just want to stick your cock between them, don't you? Yeah. What if I just go... Oh, look at all that spit on my titties. Should I add more? Oh, that feels good. Oh, honey, come on. You look so tense. Lighten up. Okay, relax your body. Here, what about this? Can I give you a little massage? You don't even have to move. Because I can see how stressed you are. You've obviously been through a lot emotionally, and I want to be there for you. Can I? Perfect. That is just perfect. Don't worry, you won't have to see my tits anymore. I know they were really bothering you. Okay. There we go. How is that? I know I said that you wouldn't be able to see my tits, but you can feel them. Oh, you're so tense. I feel it. How does that feel? Yeah, right on your shoulders. Does that feel good? Take a deep breath. Here, let me just get next to you on the couch. I'm sorry, but my tits might be like right in your face. It's just because I need to massage you from the front. It's really important for stress relief. Trust me. Feel free to do whatever you want. Oh, there we go. Sorry, my huge tits are in your face. That must be really distracting, huh? Oh, you look like you want to start drooling. Huh? I love that. Did you ever think your ex's mom was such a whore? I bet you didn't. I love feeling my tits just brush against your face. You want to lick them? Just a little bit? Just see if you like the taste? Huh? Oh, that feels good. I'm going to work my way down your arms. You know, it would be a lot easier if I could just straddle you. Is that okay? I promise it's just to help you relax. Is that okay? Perfect. No. There we go. You know, it would be kind of nice if you, like, returned the favor. While I massage up and down your arm. What if you massage these big titties? Could you? Yeah, like that. Do you like them? Yeah? They're better than my daughter's, aren't they? Yeah, bigger and perkier. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. That feels really good. What do I feel beneath me? You surely don't mind if I just grind a little bit. I feel like there's something hard. Do you know what it is? Here, why don't I just move these tiny bikini bottoms to the side and rub my bare pussy on you through your pants. I'm so wet that you'll probably still be able to feel it. Yeah. I might I need to give you a different kind of massage. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Fuck, yeah. Well, I guess that's enough, though. Well, I was just trying to help you relax, and you seem pretty relaxed, so that's all. Let me go back to my couch. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. Because I know you would never be that nasty to lust over your ex's mom. No way, you would never. You're a nice guy, aren't you? You wouldn't even dream of something so nasty and depraved. Or would you? Anyway, can I show you something? I was a gymnast for a long time. Look how I could spread my legs. I can basically do a split while sitting on this couch. And I want to show you my pussy, is that okay? No touching, so that way you're not doing anything wrong. Oh, I know, you're a good boy. You don't want to do anything wrong. No, never. Look at this little cunt. Oh, you see how wet it is? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I bet you never thought you'd see your ex's mom sitting on the couch with her tits out and her wet pussy dripping. It's not your fault, though. You're just looking. It's not like you're touching me. Because you would never do something like that. Can I tell you a secret, though? You can't tell anyone, okay? One of my favorite things in the whole world is getting my throat fucked. I know. I sound like a whore when I say that, but I sound even more like a whore when I'm getting fucked in my throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at that pussy. I'm getting it all ready to squirt. I bet my daughter doesn't fucking squirt, does she? Anyway, the thing I love about throat fucking is I just absolutely love being powerless, like a cock just ramming all the way down my throat till I gag and my eyes water and my pretty makeup gets fucked up. Oh, it makes me so wet, and no one's throat fucked me in such a long time. No one has. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Go to the grocery store and ask someone to fuck my throat? It's not exactly coffee talk. Not that I would ask you or anything, but, you know, if you were interested or, oh god, oh shit, it's nothing, it's just seeing how hard you are right now. That bulge in your pants is fucking twitching while you look at me. And I know you got a big load in those balls. You must. And I have another secret, too. I'm a fucking cum slut. You heard me right. I love cum. I bet my daughter, if she ever even gave you a blowjob, would spit your cum out. Or maybe she wouldn't even let you unload in her mouth. She didn't get that from me. Nope. I love the taste of cum. Absolutely fucking love it. My mouth's watering just talking about it. Fuck. Here, what if I just reposition myself so my head hangs off the side of this couch? You know why that's a good position? Any idea? Because when I do that, it gives you the perfect straight shot into my throat. Not saying that you would do that or anything. In fact, it's obvious to me that you wouldn't do it. Because you have a sexy fucking woman in front of you, rubbing her pussy, practically begging you to fuck her throat, and all you can do is sit there. Maybe this is why my daughter broke up with you. Did you ever think of that? I mean, come on. Put me in my place already, Jesus Christ. Don't you want to teach me a lesson? Don't you want to teach me a lesson? Fucking whore MILF like me? Don't I deserve that? Come on. Give me that cock in my throat. Do it. Oh, getting up. Okay. Make your way over here. Get that cock out. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a fucking nice cock. Fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, is that pre-cum? Can I have a taste of it? Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Look who decided. Honey, that's not throat fucking though. No. If you want to fuck my throat, right? Yeah, who perfect. Oh shit. Oh, not such a nice boy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Keep fucking my throat. You're gonna make me cum. You're gonna make me fucking cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, looks like you have it in you after all, huh? Well, I guess that's enough for, fuck. I like the spanking. Do it again. You gonna take this pussy now? Yeah, you gonna take this fucking pussy right on your ex's couch? Come on, do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, fuck. Ah, that's it. Yeah, pull my hair. Pull my hair. I'll look at you. Oh, God, I love when you spank me. Admit that you like being sadistic a little bit. Say it. Say it to me. Oh, God. I admit that you kind of fucking like it. Yeah, you do. You little sadistic fuck. It's so hot. Oh my God, my tits are fucking jiggling everywhere. How's that pussy feel? How's that pussy feel? Tell me. Huh? Is it good? Is that a good pussy for you? Yeah? Am I a good girl for you? Come on, say it. Am I a good girl for you? Huh? Oh, you like that? Yeah. I'm a little submissive whore if you could fuck me, right? Huh? Oh, God, Jesus Christ. This is so good. Oh my God, I'm fucking shaking. Holy shit. That's so deep. Oh my God, fuck. Oh fuck. Oh goddamn fuck. Oh yeah, I love those balls inside me. Come on. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. You fucking sadistic fuck. Yes, let my face. Oh, I'll take it for you. Yeah. Are you gonna come? Right in this pussy. Right in this fucking pussy. Oh. Oh God. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Oh God, that's so much fucking cum. Holy fuck. Oh fuck. You're right. I am a whore. I'm a fucking cock. I'm your whore. I'm your slut. I'm your fucking little free use fucking MILF. Is that what you want to hear? Oh, you really impressed me. Yeah, you fucking did. Absolutely. How did it feel? I told you. See, I told you. I can tell you right now, my daughter would never let you fuck her like that. No, that's why I'm saying you're not right for each other. But you know who will let you fuck her like that? Me. So why don't we have another drink? And you want to take my ass next?